We've got mail. So cool. The new era is so awesome. I especially like the July 2000 issue Searchlight. It was so cool and so inspirational. I can read that over and over. I also like the message. Put your shoulder to the wheel, because I think everybody needs to forget themselves and go to work. Emily Lukow, Idaho Falls, Idaho, via email. Helping to choose. I am so happy that my parents finally renewed my subscription to the church magazines. I love the new era. For a while, I had an early school class that interfered with seminary, and it wasn't easy to choose the right without that certain spirit seminary leaves on my day. So I kept a few issues of the new era with me, and they helped me make it through. Krista Biggs, Skopje, Oregon, via email. The perfect time. I'd like to thank you for the June 2000 issue. It had so many beneficial things in it. I'm preparing to go on a mission, and it has helped me realize what I need to do to prepare for the most memorable and exciting time of my life. I guess the Lord blessed me with good timing, because the magazine came to my mailbox at the perfect time. Danny Matthews, Prescott, Arizona. Culturally biased. Even though I look forward to the new era arriving each month and love all the spiritual guidance and stories, I have always had a problem trying to understand the culture and the wording used. American English is totally different to English, and the culture is totally different too. I have tried to understand the new era, even though understanding the American culture is hard and often confusing. When reading the May 2000 issue, I came across an article called Knowing Where to Look. As I started to read, I was glad to find a story about someone in England. But halfway through the story, the boy says he is kicking a football against our caravan. But the editors placed in brackets, by football and caravan, the American equivalent to the words. I am very annoyed at this. If people in England have to try to figure out the different cultural language of America and the meanings, why do you have to place the meanings of our language and culture in for the people in America? As much as I love the new era, when you do this type of thing, it is unfair. Emma Rowley, Kent, England, via email. Quite awesome. I love the new era, and I read it practically cover to cover when it comes in the mail. The article, Net Results, May 2000, is wonderful. I never knew anyone had a website to promote cleaner movies. After I read the article, it took me only a moment to realize I wanted to show my support by signing the online petition, so I did. The article, Behold the Man, by Bishop Richard C. Edgley, in the same issue, was quite awesome, and I appreciate it. I believe young men of today need to hear what a real man is, and realize that it is different from what most people would like to believe. I urge young men to read it and act on it. It is true. Cassandra Kerr, Kent, Washington, via email. Been there, played that. I just want to thank you for In Tune in the New Era. It is what I look for, first after the Mormonisms and the Mormon ad, of course. I can't play the piano worth beans, but I really love the messages the songs give. Thanks again. I love the new era. Joan J., Springville, Utah, via email. Note, the new era welcomes your letters. Send them to We've Got Mail, New Era Magazine, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150, or via email at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of note. End of the section, We've Got Mail. Poem, Driving Home.